This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
$200, one to go, plenty more of the big show. El Jefe, I don't want you either. I made that very clear.
It took all of...
I am extremely
happy.
Three and a half seconds for Joel to call out El Jefe because he replied to the tweet, hashtag not Joel. Which, yeah, you guys don't have to put our names. I mean, if you want to, it's whatever. Just reply to the tweet. It's out there. Yeah. It's coming from the at ESPN975 account. I don't care what you hashtag. Just reply. We want to know you're in. We're going to take all your names, put them in a hat, and draw.
Oasis.
So, El Jefe, you might get Joel, and then you can just sabotage his list and pick all the worst songs.
I would, and then I will have, right before the show starts, have something happen technologically which allows me to pick a substitute for El Jefe, who is now currently not available, and I'll pick even Trey, and he'll be better than El Jefe.
Did you just make all up the
rules?
That
was a lot said in that sentence.
It's just made up
a rule.
I'm
better than anybody on local television these days in terms of when they need to fill time. I'm convinced of that.
What?
Except for my wife. And anchors. I'm talking about from a reporter standpoint.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And he's been going off on them all morning.
While I'm going off, let me tell you this. Aside from people that can't fill, because we always have to do it. Let me tell you this.
Yeah, our whole job, our whole show is just fill.
Right.
It's just filler.
A lot of people will make the argument that radio is harder than TV. A lot of people will make that
argument. From a verbal standpoint, I believe that.
A lot of people, TV people will make that argument.
But I'll tell you this, and Lisa's fair about it, but I'll tell you this. When I watch reporters that can't fill, and the other thing I can't stand...
What do you mean by fill now? Be specific. Like what?
So let's throw to Barry Laminack on the corner of White Oak Bayou and Marion Street to talk about the flood.
Guys, I am out here currently standing at the corner of White Oak and Marion, and I'll tell you, it's a disaster out here. There's water up to my ankles. There are people, their rims are getting wet. Right now, sir, can I have a moment with you, sir?
But you're already 10 times better than what I saw this morning.
Yeah?
Yep.
I feel like that's...
Lots of dead air followed by...
Though.
Then here's a guy, what is... He's leaving his car right now. He's going to leave that perfectly good...
None of them, though, can hold a candle to the guy that saved the guy from drowning
that was funny.
In knee-deep water.
The drunk guy.
No, he wasn't drunk. He was an old man.
And he was
drunk. And they gave him way too much credit.
Yeah. I like that he goes, I don't know what to do. And the guy goes, stand up.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, it's not that deep. I can walk. Yeah.
No, he was like, swim away. Dude, the car is going down.
But at one point,
swim.
Yeah. And then he goes and gets him. And then he's like, you can stand up now. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's not that deep. God,
I'd say, and the other thing I can't stand, and there's more than one person in the past in Houston that's done it, but there is one in particular that does it now. You're doing the sports report. Don't refer to everybody by their nicknames.
Why not? Why not, Blankster?
OB says he's probably not going to pick a starter this week, but OB says that Tommy's going to be the starter for tomorrow night. Shut up, because you're not that friendly with him.
Name names.
Yeah, and start... Oh, the guy that used to go, well, J-Joe's been struggling on the corner. Even Lisa would go, who's J-Joe? Because she's not a big football aficionado. I go, that's Jonathan Joseph. But my man thinks he, like, goes and has beers with him. I don't know. But three different stories, three different sports, three different nicknames. I'm like, Chief, you got 3.5 minutes.
The people
want to know. Yeah.
Don't use his nickname.
Oh,
use his real name,
exactly
Joel.
That's exactly why I did it. Because if you're going to sit there and drop nicknames so that people want 3.5 minutes, concise. Give me the names, give me the lead, give me the people that did what they needed to do or failed miserably and why and the scores, and I'm done.
Okay.
But, God, the nicknames drive me crazy. OB says that D-Hop has had a fantastic camp to this point.
Catching them from T-Sav.
Yeah, but...
What? That would be even better.
Tom Savage?
That would be better if they just made up their own nicknames.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that? And then you're like, what? Because they think there's like the local version of Stuart Scott or somebody or Chris Berman.
Yeah.
That would be even better. So what station is this person on that's driving you insane?
It would be Channel 11.
Channel 11.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Let's start throwing names out.
Well, no, I like it because that narrows it down. You just need to look at
it. I know. You made it way too easy.
You can figure it out for yourself. It's annoying.
It can't be my dude, though.
Who's your dude? Matty Musil's great.
I was going to say, no, it's not Matty. Can't be my dude.
No, because he's been in the business too long. Okay, he knows.
So Matt knows. So I'm trying to look up...
And the guy that used to do it that's not in the market anymore played college football, so he kind of already assumed that everybody should know that he's one of the fellas. But he was dropping the J-Joes and the, you know, the Kareems and the D-Hops.
News bios. Here we go. We're going to narrow this down.
Okay. I also want to talk... Okay. I
can they got back. Lisa listed first, by the way.
Damn right. They should do that every time.
So do they just go in the order that they come on the air?
Prettiest and smartest.
Oh, wow. Boy, you are kissing so much ass right now.
I married her.
Oh, because she's listening. That's why. It's 3:05.
No,
she's
not. No. Well, we got problems with the dogs.
Oh.
But at the same time...
Oh, I know who it is now. I can tell.
I don't see. They don't have it narrowed by sports.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Jason Bristol.
This isn't sports, though. Oh, there it is. Sports. So it's not Matty Musil.
Nope.
So it's either Daniel Gotera or Jason Bristol.
Gotera. Yep.
Gotera, my bad. So it's one of the two. One of those two fellas is getting on your nerves.
No question.
Now, would you say this guy's name starts with a D or a J?
Let's talk about people and their etiquette during the anthem.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Yeah. I tell you what, if he's an a-hole to my friend here one more time at an Astros game, I'm going to out him.
Weren't there several
people? He's standing up, by the way. I meant to tell you. The past two games I went to, he's standing up.
No. He stands. He's either on his phone, on his laptop. He's working.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah, he's either tweeting or during the singing of the anthem. Like, he couldn't take, what is it, a minute and a half, 2 minutes?
Unless
to pay respect to our country. Yeah,
yes.
Unless you're Aretha Franklin. Then it took from Thanksgiving to Black Friday.
A quarter and a half.
God. But, I mean, he couldn't just stop long enough for that. So, I'm not going to out him, but if he keeps being an a-hole to you, Nick, I am going to out him.
I didn't mean to get on that tangent. Okay,
I will. I'll totally do it.
Oh, and by the way, Mark Villalobos, I've already covered this, but there's one that I'm not afraid to call it, and I'll do it again. He's absolutely right. The game show host, I like to call him. Bill Spencer on Channel 2, who does the new restaurant report, trying to be Stuart Scott, copying the booyah.
You don't like him.
And then he does these little dances and these little raps and things, and he's got Donald Trump's hair. It's terrible.
I like how your voice went up.
That's awful.
How upset you are about it. This is terrible.
Terrible.
Johnny Z is in for the usual suspects list, and he said, Nothing But Africa by Toto.
That should be hashtag Barry.
I'm down.
That was your idea.
You can make my list Nothing But Africa by Toto, and I would be so happy.
You just want to hear that. The bongo drum.
Craig B said Richard Simmons workout video songs. No. Craig, you are out. We
Craig
are
wears
not
red
using
and white
that.
Striped mini shorts.
No. Definitely not. We need a Chan said 40 swing and 50 sock hop. Now there's a guy after my own heart. Let's do 50 sock hop songs and see if the listeners can come up. Since we don't have to do it, why not?
That's a great point. One, we won't argue with each other this week.
No, you can't get mad at me for sitting my list
about
first.
Who picked the topic and how quickly everybody got their list in. So that's fantastic in itself.
Wouldn't it be then everyone starts deleting their tweets that they were in? Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Delete. He's like, what happened to the list? We had like 90 people and now it's gone.
Intern Kelly wanted to do country slow jams of the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. He said he is a firm believer if you bring back the starched Wrangler with the pleat, that life would be better.
Really?
Yep.
Are you making that up?
No, he's right there.
I don't feel like that would be something he would say. Are you putting words into his mouth?
Are you stereotyping right now?
No, I like Charlie Pride. I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
We've gone a little off the rails.
Did I break
right
the fourth
now?
Wall right
some
there?
Some of these things people aren't like in tune with, like no, the press box.
Well,
thing,
I think they
not,
get it now after
not
my
quite
clue.
In tune, but
I
yeah.
think they get it now after yeah. my context clue.
Yeah. You hope they do,
right? Google Charlie Pride. If you don't know, Nick is googling Charlie Pride as we speak. He has no idea. Stop. Put your hands down, Nick. You don't know who Charlie Pride is, do you?
He's not going to admit that no. right now on the air.
He's an African American country singer. One of the few.
Okay.
And I'm not counting what's his name for Big and Rich. He doesn't count. He's a rapper.
Oh, that's right. He's the third wheel.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
You talking about Cowboy Troy or whatever?
Yeah, that's it. Whatever it is.
We need a rule that that topic never comes up on this
that's
show.
That's what we could do. Country rap band. Songs for Way Back Wednesday. Country rap.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you find at one point or someone found one point there is like a redneck white rap? Country rap or something?
What we had were we one,
didn't
doing?
We have? Because we were thinking about what our country name would be or our band
oh,
name
Oh, yeah,
would
we
be.
Did do something like that. And people started tweeting us
yeah.
vulgar country gangster rap. That's what it was.
That's what, yep.
It was country gangster rap. Anyways, all right, so we gotta come up with a topic for Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
So.
You don't like TV show themes? We want more music?
Yeah, I want them to have to do some research. Like, maybe, like, okay, have you ever listened to the Mark McGrath 120
yeah,
on the
90s? Yeah, he's annoying as hell, too.
Yeah, he is. But he always has a theme, like songs about with a flower in the name or about a flower.
Wonders or guys that, or like, artists that also acted. And
yeah, that was the most recent one.
Yeah,
artists,
one.
So it was like what?
LL had, like, Cool J. Yeah. And
so I think we could come up with something like that.
Rico.
And then what we'll do is we'll make it a little easier. And we'll say that it has to be before 2010. Should we make it easier for them or make it harder?
No.
No? They have to go by the same rules we do?
Yeah, I think at least we got to go
pre-2000. I'm okay with that.
Prior to 2000?
Prior to 2000.
Okay. All right.
There's that country rap song that you wanted me to play, Barry.
I hate you.
Who is this?
This is Florida Georgia Line. How do you not know that?
I would, because I don't listen to country music like that.
Do you listen to rap music?
Yeah.
Well.
Sometimes.
You should. You should
not as
know.
Much as I used to, but yes.
Okay. God, this song. I liked this song for like a day.
Yeah, I liked
and then
it
I was
for
like,
about
all right.
48 hours, and it was just it got played like every day for like a year and a half.
Yep, that was enough. So, did we ever figure out was it Daniel or Jason? He thought I was going to let that go. I got that tab open, buddy.
I have no problem with that.
Now I'm going to have to watch Channel 11.
When you're. Go ahead.
Just to figure out who it is.
Did we figure out the press box?
Huh?
Did we figure out the press box? Because I thought there were two violators
there
previously.
Was. There was.
Wasn't a male well,
there
and a female?
There was,
yeah.
It was a
wasn't
male
there
and a
one
female,
at the Rockets
right?
and one in the baseball? Or was it two?
No, it was all
you
baseball.
You had two at the baseball game.
Yeah, I had two at the baseball game.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember the second one now.
The female.
It was the same night. And then there was the second time I went to the Astros game. The,
was it not a female?
Yeah.
So there was a male and a
the
female.
The male did it.
Okay, I know twice. I know the mail that you're referring to.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we got to come up with a theme. We'll do that at the break.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, hopefully give you a theme and a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I ain't scared, boys. Jason Bristol needs to really clean it up on Channel 11 Sports.
Wow. You're just
stop
coming out
Nick
and saying it.
And just go. You know, if I'm going to call out Bill Spencer, then I'm going to call it like I see it.
You're just coming out and saying
common,
it. I'm so proud of you.
The common Houstonian.
I like it.
The common Houstonian. I've done this with Daniel Gotera, too. When you're going to call out a rule of baseball
I feel
on
like
the
he's
air,
such a grown
but
man
you're not
going
to. But you don't know baseball enough to realize what the rules are, and then we bring on guests that actually verify it again for like standard operating procedure in baseball. Two outs and a runner on second base and a hit to the outfield. Common practice is you're sending him more times than not. That's the unwritten rule of baseball. Or when you lay down a bunt. Okay, I'm just using examples that we've gone to.
Yeah.
But don't sit there and call the Astros stupid and their coaching staff bad for doing things when you're not familiar with the sport. It bothers me.
I am just so proud of you right now. For
well, now okay, now it's your guys' turn.
Nope.
Go ahead. See, I knew
I'm
it.
I'm not doing
I knew
it because
the shoe was on the
here's
other foot.
The difference.
I could.
No, here's the difference. All right.
First of all, I didn't know they disrespected you. I will happily step in on that one.
Here's the difference, though. If I feel like if I out the guys for not standing during the national anthem, that there's a whole different ramification than just using nicknames. You know what I mean? Like, that's something.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, that's
it's,
for sure.
It's a big, like, if it were that were the case, you know me, I would call him out in a heartbeat.
Whatever you guys choose or not to choose to do, and I get that.
But I've also said next time I go to the Astros game, if it happens again, I will be saying something. And publicly.
But from not what just I've heard you guys say, too, it's not just standing or not standing. It's respectful once.
Well, it has nothing to do with standing. They've
texting,
been standing.
And tweeting and talking to other people. That's all. I used to do the same thing at Rockets games. It's just, it's not appropriate.
Riley said, hot take blank, call the people out today. I like it. I like the feistiness. Because you usually take the high road, and we don't need that on this show.
We don't
this
really
is not
take
high
the high
road radio.
At all. Not this show.
No way.
Oh, but that's
leave
thing.
That to the, well, leave that to Shauna. No. Leave that to John and well,
who does?
I don't know that anyone takes the high road on this station.
Not on this.
This
no,
is
this
not a high road taking station.
I'm not afraid of that at all. I mean, it's the same way, you know, the game show host Bill Spencer needs to stop. Like I've said forever, you work on your hair more and
stop
less of
stealing
Stuart Scott's lines. And look, from the standpoint of it's a hard job, and you know the resources are becoming more and more limited in television. But still, to the common viewer, most of them aren't as up to speed on sports as we are. So a lot of people don't know the nicknames, and then it's just, it creates confusion.
The average person, not the people that listen to this show.
Oh, for sure, our listeners.
Get it. But if you've got, you know, Sally at home watching, and she's not a big sports person, but she likes to, you know, she likes to listen so she can talk to or understand what her husband's talking about or vice versa. They're not going to know who OB is or stuff like that. So I'm with you.
Or, you know, and here's the other thing. And I don't know where you guys stand on this, but my other thing is when you're doing television sports, right, and you only have a 3.5 minute window, your job is to deliver the news. News of the day, Ezekiel Elliott may be suspended. Astros playing the White Sox, scores, things like that. But don't use it as a personal soapbox to go and kill and degrade people on the major sports teams in your town or the things that are done, because that's not what people are tuning in for. If you do that, you tune into us.
I really feel like 3 minutes is so much easier than what we do. I really thought we had an easy job. Like, people are always asking, like, oh, man, is radio, eh? No, it's, I love this job. I work 3 hours a day, 3 hours and 10 minutes if you include prep. I love this job, but I couldn't imagine working for 3 minutes a day. Now, I'm sure he's there and he's gathering information and writing up what he's going to say for 3 minutes. They all do. But that would be awesome. I would love that. I just don't know if I have the face for TV, because you have to be somewhat handsome.
Well, but that's what my
not team, true.
No,
not
look
true.
At Adam Wexler. I mean, here's the thing.
I love this Joel so much.
I love Wex.
Oh,
here's the thing.
The
biggest
best.
Thing is, for 3.5 minutes...
Isolate that.
3.5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You have a concise amount of time to get in as much information as you can. Did the Astros win or lose? Did the Texans cut anybody? Or what major news of the day of the Texans? Don't use it as 3.5 minutes to tell you that you don't think the coach can coach. And that...
So who does it the right way? Who do you does it a great job?
I think Randy McAvoy does a really... He's a solid... He's solid.
That's just because he brings you on the show.
No, that has
Sundays.
Nothing to do with
yeah,
it. I mean, I think Matt Musil does a great job, too. Because, again, a guy that's been in the business for a long time. Yes, he has relationships. But the only thing that he capitalizes on those for is getting an interview or two when it's a big time. You know, like getting a Jeff Bagwell, because he's known him for a long time when he's going in the Hall of Fame. But for the most part, just stick to what they really are.
Yeah.
Scores, news of the day, injuries, things like that. Not who sucks.
I tell you a guy that I like that brings personality, and I'm a bit biased here, but David Nuno, I think, does a great job
of course,
delivering it and giving you a little bit of personality.
Yes,
and
I like
you. Matt Musil as well. He's very professional. But Nuno gives you that extra bit. He's a bit younger, you know what I mean? But I think he does a good job, too. By the way, you're a big hit here on Twitter right now.
Am I?
First of all, Kyle Caesar said we were the gutter-dwelling usual suspects, and I couldn't like that enough times. I totally agree.
What does that mean?
The gutter dwelling, because we don't take the high road.
Oh, okay, got it.
Mark Villalobos tweeted in, tomorrow after the morning news, quote, Lisa, HR would like to talk to you about your husband.
Let them try that, because I'd like to talk to them too, because my wife has nothing to do with this. This is my opinion,
so
and my
funny.
Opinion only.
Riley said, Joel's on another level. He's going to be racing Nick home today. Oh, you are. Well, you are on one, and I love it. I personally, I'm digging it. Yeah, and then Nick said, hey, man, Nick, don't talk about Marvin Zindler. Because he said Marvin Zindler was not handsome at all as far as being handsome on TV.
You steal Marvin Zindler's slime in the ice machine gimmick anyway.
Yeah,
then you steal Stuart Scott's line, booyah. Then you steal Donald Trump's hair.
Wow.
That's a bad three-way.
Who steals Donald Trump's hair? Who
does that? You need to look at... Go ahead. Get on. Go ahead, Google Master. So, hey, get on Bill Spencer, Channel 2.
Wow. He's like hanging on like a last few strands.
Look at it and you will
agree with
me. Can
we get Bill Spencer on this show?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would love this. You guys could have an argument. That would be awesome.
Well, see, now you're trying to instigate.
Yeah. Which is what he does best.
Isn't that my job? And once I out the guy that doesn't stand for the national anthem, we can have him on the show.
Okay.
And I would love to ask him some questions, too. That wouldn't bother me a bit if I have to out him. But Joel's already outed his guy, so it's not, you know what I mean? This is great, though.
My thing is, Ben, and
you're my favorite Joel of all the Joels I've had.
No, oh, boy.
On this show, you're my favorite Joel today.
Thank you.
We need to keep this up all the time. Just spitting fire and hate. I love it.
And you're right. I put Nuno is right in there.
Yeah.
I give you credit for Nuno.
Okay.
Yeah. And Wex. Because you know what? First of all, here's the thing about Wex.
That's too late. You've already said.
No. Wex has the uncontrollable eyebrow, but the biggest thing with Wex is you can't fight him for statistics because brings stats like no other.
Wex is prepped.
Yep.
Wex is always prepared. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, here's what we've done in case you're curious about the theme for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday. On my way to the potty, I said the interns need to come up with the theme.
Good idea.
So they are going to have, by 3:45, they're going to have us five suggestions for Way Back Wednesday. So in that last segment, we're going to give you the suggestions, and we'll have drawn the names, and we'll give the people, and then we'll reach out to them on Twitter as well. So we'll know everything by the last segment. But I think, and Tyler Scott had a good one, hair metal, so that might be on the list.
Yeah, Tyler, I heard you, and I said that. By the way, sources in China reporting that Rockets reunited and it feels so good. Ty Lawson and Demo will play together in the Chinese Basketball League next
year. Nice.
Demo holding out for all that money. $3 million, 1 year, China basketball.
Mighty have fallen, huh?
There you have it. Thank your agent. All right, we've got plenty more to get to. The big show has a half hour to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So stay where you are and chime in if you will. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or as always, hit us up on Twitter.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, we got plenty more to get to before we wrap up the show, but right now I do want to take a minute to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program here in the Houston area, and it's run by youth and the donations of Houstonians, and it allows kids to get a second chance at an education here in H-Town. It's a fantastic program, and like I said, you make it work. How, you might ask? Well, if you've been looking around your garage or out in the field and back or somewhere you know there's a clunker that's collecting rust and dust, you've been meaning to get rid of it, you just haven't gotten around to it, here's all you got to do. You donate it to the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a trailer. It doesn't even have to be running. Just pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a nice tax deduction. And that's when the process really begins. Because they pick it up from there. They make sure they turn it into resources. And then they allow kids who are trying to get a second chance at an education to avoid some of the distractions that can slow their progress. That means book money. That means eyeglasses. That means bus fare. That means warm meals. Things like that are provided to them as part of this fantastic program, and it's all here in Houston. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid. I'm back to being fired up.
Okay. All right. Texts. Are you ready?
Yeah. I hope Oklahoma gets their ass kicked all year. I'm so freaking tired of him.
This was a while back, but Barry, the best athletes in their respective sports compete in the Olympics, and we know all that. Half that stuff is not a sport, so not watching Little League in Williamsport is un-American. King Cornhole out. So there's that. JB, you got any stories on Rockets players cheating on the road? No names expected.
I'm not calling anybody out like
good
that.
Good for you.
But I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
In traveling in all my years in the NBA.
Would you say more than half?
No, what I'd say is when you think you know somebody and then you hit the road with them, and you can probably attest to this too. Yeah. You think you know someone and then you hit the road.
They get out unsupervised.
And you realize you have no idea.
Thought you were a Christian. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I could
I thought you loved Jesus. Boy, you don't act like it.
Between the restaurant or the bar or just looking down your hallway before you go to your hotel room,
yep.
You see more things that completely change your perspective.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
OU Mike had a suggestion for tomorrow's theme.
Yeah, he's going to go out in traffic and try and dodge it.
He said, how about bear songs? Jesse from Spring, loving this new Joel. Told you, this is a big hit. B slapping that ass, keep it up. That's you, blank.
Okay.
Yeah, see the people. This version of Joel almost has me liking him.
That's the one same a-hole every day that texts
No, that's from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. I think he's just giving you a hard time.
That's fine, he's cool.
Good show, and the unveiling of Sassy Joel. That's from
OU
Mike.
It's been there in the past, man.
Not just like this. This Sassy Joel is something special.
I'll tell you. Okay, go ahead.
What?
No, I'm good.
What?
I'm good. I've spoken my piece on things that have gotten under my skin recently.
What?
I'm good. You just like, I mean, and I know how much you love this.
Stoking so the flames.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 10 minutes. Next segment, we're going to get a list. And
are they really working on topics, or are we going to end up
making one? They better be. Have you seen somebody tweeted said, have you guys seen the comments on Facebook about our list of the ugliest athletes?
No.
Oh, Arian's fetus, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. They are not happy with us. They're like, this is crappy on so many levels. You guys are D's.
Well, we're getting like hate on Twitter for
Hate on Facebook. Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, this is so good. I love it.
Really?
You got yeah.
Because I saw Arian's fetus's tweets.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was referring to. I didn't post it on Facebook, so I wouldn't know.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah, there's a kerfuffle right now on the Facebook page where there's some upset folks that we put an ugly guy in the Hall of Fame, in the ugly Hall of Fame.
What are we going to call that, by the way?
I we
love
do have to
this.
Come up with a catchy name.
Yeah,
the
we
usual
do.
Usual suspects.
I love that people get so upset about this. Like, I want to reach out to each one of them and say, thank you for being so sensitive. Like, this is the best. You guys are a-holes. Okay. But why are you so sensitive about this? Like, seriously. That just makes me so happy. And you can also tell that they don't listen. Because they're like, is this really ESPN? Yeah, it's the mothership, you idiot. It is totally the mothership. That's how that works.
Yeah, I mean.
Good stuff.
By the way, Trey's classic of the day, too, another one, was the fact that he said to Kelly he doesn't like Jay-Z. And I said, wait a minute, Tom, you don't like Jay-Z? And he's like, no. And I said, why? And he goes, because he said mean things about Oasis.
Jay-Z did?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what that. And then he goes, I said, you really mean that, Trey? And he's like, well, maybe no. It was just.
We need to get Trey back on here. We need to have him come on for a moment. Maybe you and Trey could argue.
He didn't want to do that.
No?
Mm-mm. No, but there are certain he would. Boy, Jose is really mean to him, too. Jose annihilated him on the way out yesterday. People just feel like he's their punching bag. Like they can just go at him.
Yeah, it's sad. Y'all leave him alone.
I feel bad.
Did you see this article that Johnny Manziel is interested in being a college coach if the NFL door is shut? One, if the NFL door is shut, Johnny, if? NFL door is kind of shut,
yeah,
isn't it?
I would think.
He said, I do something involved with sports. I can't get away from it. I've had to ask myself that a little bit as of late over the past year, but at the same time, I'd want to be involved in sports in some way, whether it's coaching, whether it's doing something like that. So I think that'd be my route. And then asked which level he'd like to coach at, Manziel said, probably college. Well, would you want Johnny Manziel as your QB coach?
This is how you party at the college level.
This is how much you can get away with in college that you can't get away with when you're a professional. I mean, I would think I would want him more to be like Antoine Walker is right now. Like the guy that goes to talk at the rookie symposium to tell you how to take care of your money and what not to do. Because that's where you would respect Johnny Manziel.
Right. But yeah, don't do what I do.
Right. And I understand from the standpoint of, look, he was he won the Heisman Trophy in college, so he did some things in college that guys can at least respect, but he did so much to ruin all of that once he got away from
it. But he talks about that. He says, I look back right now and think about how big of just a kid I was and a lot of regrets I have, especially with my second year in college, not treating it kind of the way I did my first year. So he even tell you that second year, he was feeling himself. You know what I mean? Like, he was focused year one.
Right.
Year two, he was like, I'm untouchable.
Think about it, man. He kept doing the money sign. He kept talking. You know, any D-line or anybody was talking to him, he started, you know, demonstrably talking to him.
Money sign at the draft when you're...
The money sign, though, you understand what that part of that is, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You doing it on a
Texas
rookie...
Texas A&M, if you look at their logo, it says ATM.
Right.
It's a cash machine. That's what the money sign is.
Yeah, but when he did it on draft
day... It's not him saying, I'm going to get paid.
I know that, but I still think it comes off as cocky when you're doing it at a draft and you fail that many spots in the draft.
I think from the people that don't know A&M and know what you just said, nationally, they think it came off as him talking.
Well, it's certainly
about
perceived
paid.
That way by many, yeah, for sure.
I really do.
I guess
there's gotta be a bunch of idiots out there that think
that's true. Cody Parker said, by the way, the signal is much better now. Did it get resolved? Yes, Cody. We believe that the signal issues have been resolved. We hope. We cross our fingers and we thank you all for being patient as they worked diligently. Of course, we don't want to have a bad signal. So
we got to retell some of the stories that, you know, that were told when the signal was bad.
No, we're definitely not rehashing.
Like the
mascot story.
Yeah. Like the clutch fight. We didn't tell that story with a good signal.
You're an angel.
I love it. That's
and then
great.
We're going to have Clutch the Bear's brother in for a guest segment.
Josh said that Pac-Man Joel turned into Dell today. The pessimistic Pac-Man. I don't like it.
Is Dell negative?
Yeah, Dell can be pretty negative. He's a negative Nelly for sure. Lenny said, I'm sorry I missed the show today. Been struggling for a reason to like Joel. See, everyone likes the angry you. This is the guy I've been trying to get to come out forever. Let him loose. Let him run.
Felt that for a long
Take
time.
The bra off and let the girls go,
the bra
man.
Off. Maybe I'll get a discount on Chinese
Let's
food.
Let's do this. Hey. How about you very that? Well could.
All right. All right, so we got one segment to go in the big show. That means we're going to pick a topic for the Way Back Wednesday, and then we're going to have listeners that represent us. So that should be interesting.
We're going to get all that at the break.
Yeah, we'll get all that taken care of. I guess we can recap some of the news of the day or just figure out a couple of fun things to cover out before we get turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So stick to your radios and stay tuned. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. 13 minutes to go in the big show. We need to pick a topic for the Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. And then when do we get to pick who represents?
We're going
to
do that right now.
All right.
We've got to take all the names, put them in a hat, and draw them. Or we could just, we could randomly pick a number and then look at the reply, and that would be your
Should I do that real quick right now?
Why don't you get the names and put them all in a hat?
Okay.
And then we'll give the topic and cool.
I'll do that.
Yep, we can draw right before we go off the air. Cool. Okay, so the topics that we were given from the interns are Destiny's Child. That's good luck getting 24 Destiny's Child songs prior to 2000. I don't think the interns paid attention. I don't think they listened appropriately.
Which is not hard to believe.
Nope. Ladies of the 80s. Okay.
Not bad.
All right. West Coast hip hop. Ice Cube, Snoop. Tribe Called Quest is not West Coast. They put Tribe Called Quest as a West Coast hip hop. And now I feel like I should just stop here and throw this garbage away because they think Tribe Called Quest is West Coast hip hop. I'm embarrassed right now. What? You know, I'm not going to say it. Trapped in the Closet, R. Kelly. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how you make 24 songs out of that. So far it's Ladies of the 80s or West Coast.
What about Tyler?
Yep. Disney Channel Pop. Now that's not bad. NSYNC, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that's not bad.
Stuff like that. So we've got Ladies of the 80s.
Didn't someone tweet us?
West Coast Hip Hop, Disney Channel. Something? No, I really liked the idea that somebody said three different genres. East Coast Hip Hop, West Coast Hip Hop, and Third Coast Hip Hop. And each hour or each listener gets one of those. So we could do that or we could do... Look.
Was that, Kelly, was that your idea?
What are you, Kelly? Are you
claiming? Are you claiming one of these ideas as your own about East Coast, West
Nick,
Coast?
Turn his mic on for him, please.
Hip hop.
Yeah, those are all mine. Apart from the ladies from the '80s.
Okay, so are you one
that
listed?
Gave all these suggestions, though. You just said you're claiming all these suggestions except for ladies of the '80s.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Okay,
put some work in.
Now, are you the one, Kelly, that listed West Coast hip hop and some examples? Your mic's not on.
Let's do this inside. Let's do this inside.
Why?
Yeah, this is weird. Let's just do it inside.
Well, he doesn't have headphones.
You can go inside. You can go without
headphones. I just
want
to know who came up with A Tribe Called Quest for West Coast.
Now Nick is allowing people to come inside because that's very dangerous.
I like how angry Nick got right there. Like, he got super mad.
Like, you don't realize the dude doesn't have his freaking headphones on. He can't hear you. Sit down. Yeah. Let him have a seat.
He doesn't have headphones in here either.
Yeah. It's all right. All right. Now, Kelly.
But he doesn't need headphones in there.
Okay. Kelly, I have a question for you. Okay. You came up with the idea for West Coast hip hop, correct? Are you going to turn his mic on, Nick?
Turn your mic on. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Ice Cube. Snoop. A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, that's not West Coast. I was just putting in.
I'm going to have to revoke your black card if you have. A Tribe Called Quest.
No, I was putting the like, 90s. Nah, that's 90s. It's not West Coast. I was rushing because you put me on a time constraint.
Yeah, you're rushing. I know.
Yeah.
Did you affect the election? Wow. Never mind.
Wow.
I did that for AJ because, you know, I know how you guys team up on me anyway.
Okay,
so
Ladies of the 80s wasn't yours, and that might be the best one on the list, unfortunately. Because I think we've done West Coast before. But Disney Channel's not bad. But I think our listeners.
This is my first time. So.
Yeah, no. I got you. But I think our listeners would struggle with just those three because I don't know who else has been on Disney.
And you're going to separate
Christina Aguilera, maybe. Aguilera. But that's like four. So, okay. So it's either going to be Ladies of the 80s, which I think is pretty good to make these dudes come up with eight songs of ladies from the 80s.
Yeah, because I think it would be tough to separate them and each hour give
West Coast, East Coast. Okay.
Third Coast.
So I think we're going to go Ladies of the 80s.
Nick, you good with that?
All right, okay, we Nick's are good. Good all right, so our topic for Wayback Wednesday tomorrow, Ladies of the 80s, and we're going to draw names here once Nicholas gets them all sorted out of who's going to represent who. Okay, and I really hope that you get El Jefe. I really do.
That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Somebody
Kelly,
texted.
Did you tweet and say Team Joel so that you could have a shot at this?
Should I do that?
Yeah, you should. Well, you're a little late now because Nick's
picking
the name.
Yeah, it's too late. He's already putting the names in the hat now. But yeah, you
had your top three ladies of the 80s.
Ooh, my top three.
You a Whitney guy?
Of course.
Okay.
Don't give him any answers. He had no idea Whitney Houston was in the 80s.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You thought Tribe Called Quest was from the West Coast.
That was not West Coast.
It's exactly what you put.
I put comma, okay?
You put West screen. Coast, and then in parentheses, you listed three examples.
You took a blurry picture, so.
No. Don't you get on here and lie. I swear to, I will. Now, how long have you been interning here?
Since June.
Since June?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what are you wanting to be when you grow up in radio?
Well, next year, I'm trying to get a job with the Rockets as in the analytics department.
Okay. Analytics. Are you like a stats nerd?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a nerd, but yeah.
Well, you kind of have to be a nerd. You can't just you can't be half-assing it with analytics.
Darryl Moore's not a
nerd. You either need to be a virgin.
Have you seen
You're
it?
Either in or you're out. Him, yeah. Are you a virgin?
He's a nerd.
Am I a virgin?
Yes.
No.
You'll never make it in analytics. Like, you have to... There's no way. You've got to really love numbers way more than you love women.
Daryl didn't conceive his children until after he got a job?
I'm just saying it's possible.
Okay.
I'm just saying you got to love numbers way more than you love women to be in analytics. And I don't feel like you're that kind of guy.
Eight's pretty curvy.
Why? Why don't I feel like you love numbers more than you love women?
It's 50-50.
You're really that big of a numbers guy?
What?
I'm a pretty big numbers guy. You should see my work, like the stuff I write. You should look at it.
No. I'm all right. I did want to say somebody texted the show and said that what they were talking about the Facebook comments on our topic yesterday on ugly athletes.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Somebody said that the only people that are mad and calling you a-holes are ugly people. You don't hear pretty people whining about it. So I smell self-esteem issues. I'm kind of with you, Texter.
Did you put Sam Young on that list?
Sam Young? No.
From the Grizzlies? You don't remember?
No, I'd have to Google that. Somebody asked, Barry, what do you do for college football research? How do you go about it? Or you just read? I read as much as I can. I'll read everyone's opinions. I'll read stats. Same thing for NFL. Same thing for any prep before a season. I try to get as many magazines, books, websites as I possibly can and read. And I make a lot of notes, believe it or not. I keep track of a lot of that stuff, too.
How about numbers? So you're a numbers guy, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever listen to the show?
But you're not a nerd.
No?
What?
You just said...
Why is he still talking? That's what I want to know. I'm just kind of like, right, hey, welcome to Barry and
who'd
Kelly.
We get, Nick?
There's only four names. I mean, it's not really worth a raffle, really.
Yeah, there was. There was more. There was a lot more. They were replying to it.
Yeah, there were 30 replies. But
yeah, those were all guys that wanted in.
Yeah, but of the 30 replies, there was only four of them that had a name attached to it.
But I thought you said we didn't have to do a name anymore.
Yeah, it was just whoever replied.
TUS.
Okay.
Well, so pick a number. No. Just do this. There's 30 names. Nick, right now, pick a number between 1 and 30.
27.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 30.
16.
All right. And I'll pick 7. So 27, 16, and 7. We'll reply to those people, let them know they're in, and they will be our choices for tomorrow. All
right. That was super confusing, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Super easy. All right.
You can hand it off then, Nick. You don't have to do it because you had the theory numbers guy, so you can get rid of them.
Super easy. Super.
Hey, for Kelly, Nick, Barry, and Joel, we appreciate you listening, and continue to listen to that solid signal because the big time is coming up next. It's The Blitz with Fred, AJ, and Jong. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
The station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident, and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.